How's it, everybody? My name is Jamarc. I don't know if you guys know that yet, but I'm Jamarc from Bake. I'm from Cape Town, South Africa. And it's a little bit nervous up here, nerve-wracking up here. But I just want to say that I hope you guys are excited and ready to learn. And if you guys are new here, I hope you guys enjoy the sermon. So, not sermon, but get into it. Yeah, thank you. So I'm going to be talking about singleness and my life and my experience I've found in it and like what I've been, God shown me through my singleness and what I've learned coming to Grace Life as well and the impact it's made on my life. So I want to kind of start off with Genesis, where we look at Adam and Eve in the garden with God. And right from the beginning, we can see that relationship with God was God's main purpose. It wasn't all these rules and we have to follow this and you can't do this. In the beginning, it was just direct relationship with your Heavenly Father. And that's something that I learned maybe at like a little bit too late, because I think if we focus more on relationship instead of what we have to do and what we don't have to do, and we focus too much on the law, then we forget on what we actually have in Christ and what we can grow in that relationship with our Father. Then I just want to bring up John 3 verse 16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And then John 17 verse 3. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. So understanding these two verses changed a lot for me, when understanding that we have this relationship with the Father and God didn't come to judge the world and condemn the world, but to save the world. And knowing that we have this relationship with the Heavenly Father, that also made me change the way I view relationships completely. Because I always saw relationships as something to gain out of them. What do I gain from this business friend or this friend in my industry? Or relationship-wise, like, do I get benefits from the person I'm talking to? What's in it for me? And then when I started diving deeper into the Word and growing my relationship with God, I started seeing that it's a little bit more than just what do I get out of it, but like what God has for me, and growing deeper in that. And then when that started happening, my viewpoint on everything changed on how I see a relationship. So I used to see it as, yeah, what can I gain out of it? And when I started diving deeper, it was more like, wow, I need to be a blessing to other people. And that changed my viewpoint on how I see people. So it wasn't just like, oh, that person's cool, I'm going to hang out with them. It was like, let me see who they are by their heart and their motives. And even if it is bad, how can I bless them? And if it is good, then how can like we grow this friendship? So that changed a massive viewpoint for me when I was growing. And then one quote I got, I heard someone say one time, which blessed me a lot. It was when I started living it out. And then I heard someone say it, I was like, wow, this is how I'm living now. And it's so fruitful. And I would love to share this with like everyone. And it goes, these years of singleness are few and should be treasured, so take advantage of them. You'll never have more free time to explore, read, travel, learn, and get to know the Lord in an intimate ways. If you use this time wisely, it will set you up for a beautiful rest of your life. So lots of times as people, like in the culture we live in, we always see that we must have a spouse, like we must always have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. And even as age of growing up, you know, like parents, omas, grannies, like they always be like, when are you getting married? I'm like, granny, I'm 5. I just want to let me build my Lego set. But that's the reality we live in. It's like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to find a boyfriend or girlfriend? And I think lots of times we forget what we have in singleness and we take that for granted, because it's actually such a blessing to be single. And the impact I have made on so many people's lives that I wouldn't have been able to do if I was in a relationship. And there's nothing wrong with being in a relationship at all. And you can still make impact. But I know that I understood my singleness, and in that I was able to impact people in completely different ways, which you wouldn't be able to impact. And I think that is like a massive revelation, because if you can learn to be alone and know that you don't need someone to give you happiness and give you joy and make you feel good, and you can find that inside Jesus and God, I think that's going to be one of the most vital points in your life. Because if you can lean on him in those times, then you can lean on him throughout your life. Because lots of times when you do get into relationships, you'll start leaning on them for peace and comfort. And sometimes they can't give you that. And that's when you'll start doubting things and your relationships turn into chaos. And that's where lots of breakups come from. And yeah, I just rather experience life, enjoy it, and grow in ways with God in such intimate ways that you would never be able to do if you were in a relationship. So yeah, that's why that quote stood out to me so much. The one thing also that lots of people might not say about relationships is relationships don't complete you, but they can bring happiness. But there's a difference between happiness and joy. See, happiness is emotion. It's a feeling that comes and goes. I get happy when I get a new Lego set or a hint, hint. or like a nice car drives by, or like I get to sit in a nice car. That brings a lot of happiness, but happiness is an emotion that will leave. And people always see, no, relationships, like I just need to find that one girl, that one guy, because he's just gonna make me happy and my life will be complete. And if you're looking for that to complete your life, then when you do get into a relationship, it's going to be very disappointing. But also you're not going to find completeness, because if they will fall short, because they're human, we're all sinners and we will all always fall short. And when they fall short, that's when you're gonna, if you put your trust in them being your hope and your happiness, then that's not going to be stable. And when that falls, then there's going to be a big fallout. So the difference between happiness and joy is that joy is something that is always there and you have access to when you have that relationship with the Father. Because I've had joy in hectic situations where, like you're crying your eyes out and like someone passed away, but you can still have the joy of the Lord. And it's like an overwhelming peace that you can constantly have. And the same as Paul said, he had joy in prison. Like, trust me, you're not going to be happy if you're in prison with rats crawling on the floor. And yeah, but that's the difference between happiness and joy. And happiness is something you'll find in relationships, but you won't find joy in relationships. That's found in God, and that's found in your relationship and your oneness with Him. So when you understand that, that's when that beautiful revelation of peace will overcome you. And that's a blessing in itself. And then I also want to bring up Hebrews 13, verse 5. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I'll never fail you and I'll never abandon you. You see, so in that verse, we see that the world teaches us to find comfort in money and find comfort in also being alone. So we mustn't see singleness as like, I'm never going to find anyone. But for some people, maybe, you know, joking. Okay. But if we see in that verse that we mustn't put our trust in money, we mustn't put our trust in people, but again, we put our trust in Jesus. Because if we're putting our trust in money and our surroundings, that will fail you. And that is something we can't lean on. And one of the things that blessed me a lot from learning from Grace Life, they always taught me, be thankful for things that are internal, because it's not bad to be thankful for blessings like a house, family, friends, but there is going to be a point where you can lose those things. You can lose your friends, you can lose loved ones, you can lose your house, things can burn down tomorrow. But when you are thankful for something that's internal, your relationship with God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And you can lean on His truth and His word that never fails. Now, that is something that is something you should always be able to lean on. And that's something you can get only having a relationship with God. And that's why it's always good to make sure that is your rock and that is your foundation. that I've noticed in my life, because when that wasn't my rock and foundation, as soon as someone makes me upset or I lose a close friendship, my life is like, yo, but that. But it's just like you're upset and like your day is miserable, your week is miserable, and it goes downhill all from there. But like if God is my foundation, when things like that happen, I was like, wow, that is upsetting. But God, thank you that I can lean on you now in this time. Please comfort me. I am feeling upset. I am feeling sad about the situation. Comfort me in this moment. And he will comfort you in that moment and he'll fill you with peace. And that's something you can only get when you're in him and in his love. Also, the other thing that we're always taught is in this world is we must always just chase after things. If we see like, oh, this person has something, I want that. Or this person has so many followers, I want that. Or that business, or that they have such a good relationship. We're always taught to want and go after what we want. We're always told to follow the heart. Don't follow the heart. I've done that a few times. Not good. But the world teaches us to go for what we want. And what we want is something that we don't need. And that is something that you'll only find what you need is when you spend time in that intimacy and in that aloneness with God. So we always seem like, oh, I must have this girlfriend because my friend has a girlfriend. I must have a girlfriend. And then I'm looking at my wife right now. but it's reality. And it's like, we need to, not my wife, but just trust the process. We need to trust the process and knowing that we can, we mustn't be chasing these things. Like if we keep chasing these things, then that's where our motive is. Then we're running after these things. And normally the way you actually find these things is when you are confident in yourself. So when I started finding out like all these blessings and things started changing for me in business and in industry and in my relationships, not only with family members, but friends and connections and all those kind, any type of relationship. It all changed when I found my oneness in God, when I wasn't seeking for validation from human, but I knew that I was confident in my relationship with God and that he would never leave me. And that no matter what someone else thinks, that it doesn't matter, because I know that my father thinks highly of me and that he loves me and he'll be there for me. That person's not going to be for me, there for me at the end of the day, but God will. So if you're seeking for and chasing after all these people, you will never find that singleness in Christ. So, and that's the one thing that was probably my biggest revelation was I can lean on God through everything. And yeah, that became my truth. I'm coming to a closure. So I'm just going to pull up 1 Corinthians 6:15 verse 20. And it goes, surely you know that your bodies are part of Christ himself. So I must never take what is part of Christ and join it to prostitution. The scripture says the two people will become one. So you should know that anyone who is joined with a prostitute becomes one with her body. But anyone who is joined with the Lord is one with him in spirit. So run away from sexual sin. It involves the body in a way that no other sin does. So if anyone commits sexual sin, you are sinning against your own body. You should know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit that you received from God and that lives in you. You don't owe yourself. God had paid a very high price to make you his. So honor God with your body. And that's a verse that, if not explained properly, could be hard to interpret. And I think like I never fully understood what it meant to have relationship with someone else, because we're always taught in church like don't have sex, you just can't do it. And like, well, my friends do and they say it's fun, and like social media teaches that it's fun and we must sleep around and have like a high body count and like all these terrible things that they promote, and they say it's normal and the world is pushing it as normal. And this verse is like very God like spoke to us and is warning us that there is an effect of that. And I've seen it with people I've mentored and people that have turned and come to me and explained how they've been in these kind of relationships and it actually affects the spirit. Because lots of the times we think, oh, it's just fun, it's just one night, it's just a quick, even if it's pornography, it's just like, oh, it's one time, it's just quick, one more time I can do it, it's fine. But the effect that it has on your body, it's one of the only sins that it actually takes effect on you. If you tell a lie, that affects other people. If you steal, that affects other people. But if you commit sexual sin, that affects your body and it affects your mind. And that is something that we are not taught. And that's what social media doesn't teach. And that is very, very dangerous because we see it as something that, yeah, we just get to do for fun. And if you actually take it in for account that, no, it's not something for fun. It's something that only my husband gets or only my wife gets the opportunity to have that intimacy with me. Because lots of times you're giving it to boyfriends that are going to leave you or girlfriends that are going to leave you in a few months when you guys bicker about something. And they shouldn't have the benefits of something that only a husband and wife that's willing to lay down their life for you gets those benefits. And that's something that you only get the revelation of, again, is in Christ. Because when you see the way Jesus laid down his life for you and sacrificed his life for you, then you see the definition of true love. And then if you understand the definition of true love, which is Jesus, that's the only way you'll find true love inside your relationship with your spouse. So, yeah, hope that blesses you guys. And yeah, that's me.
We trust this teaching has blessed you and enriched you in your faith. We want to invite you to contact us online, www.gracelife.co. That's www.gracelife.co. You can find a whole bunch of free teachings online. You can also find out how to partner with us should you wish to support this ministry. And you can find out how to contact us if you have a prayer request. We invite you to contact us, www.gracelife.co.